With Montana News, I'm Nikki Ouellette. Montana is home to the oldest population west of the Mississippi, and demographic projections show the state growing collectively older. The economic, cultural, and personal impacts of that trend present the state and its residents with new challenges, and with those challenges, opportunities. One challenge many Montana seniors face, especially in rural areas, is maintaining mobility to live out their golden years at home. As a part of the collaborative journalism project Graying Pains, Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports on a low-cost strength training program that's not only building muscle, but a better quality of life and independence for older Montanans.
Remember, you don't need your leg weights on to do the squats.
Montana State University Extension agent Jane Woolery is leading her second Strong People class of the day inside of the Shodo Baptist Church.
All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
A handful of women, some over 70, are beginning with squats. And for the next hour, they will move through a variety of guided, sometimes modified exercises using mostly dumbbells and leg weights. This 12-week program has been offered by extension agents throughout the state since 2008, and it's designed to meet people where they're at physically. While designed for older adults, Woolery says over the years, she's had people participate ages 23 to 93.
It's not one of those bulk up sort of, it's take what you've got and make it stronger, and then really feel those differences. Like, you know, if you're lifting something down from a high shelf, you've got the strength to do that without things falling apart. And
Woolery says she's heard plenty of anecdotal evidence about how participants are aging better as a result of weight training twice a week through the program. One woman proudly sent her photos of her using a chainsaw.
She had gone out and been able to clear an entire shelter belt and then haul all the branches to the chipper on her own. And she was so proud of that and without pain. And so to me, that's huge when you're looking at that.
But the Strong People program isn't just geared toward helping seniors stay strong enough for hard yard work. Woolery says one woman who participated moved from using a walker to just a cane. After the class in Shodo ends, 77-year-old Alice Sutherland says this is her second session in the program. She signed up because she had balance issues.
Getting out of bed, I'm a lot less wobbly. I don't think about it as much anymore. And I just feel more secure no matter where I am in walking.
The strength she's built here helps her get up and down the two sets of stairs in her home without worry of falling, which is a big deal for older Montanans trying to remain in their homes longer. But there isn't just anecdotal evidence this program is helping that population throughout the state. Last fall, a team of researchers from Montana State University, Texas A&M, and New York's Cornell University began studying whether the Strong People program can reduce heart disease and diabetes in people 50 or older who weren't lifting weights in recent years. Michelle Grokey is an assistant professor in community health with MSU and a wellness specialist with the university's Extension Service.
And so we set out to actually do the first community-based randomized controlled trial of a strength training program in the country, right here in Montana.
Montana residents are a good test subject because about half of all deaths in the state resulted from either heart disease or cancer as of 2016, according to the state health department. And as of 2015, 60% of the state's roughly 1 million residents were living with at least one chronic condition. Grokey and her fellow researchers asked participants to take a fitness test, measured their average physical activity using an accelerometer, and took blood samples to measure cholesterol and blood sugar levels.
And then we distributed a survey and asked a lot about sleep, you know, sadness, depression, social isolation, perceived stress.
Half went through the Strong People program, and the other half went on with their daily lives before taking the survey again and providing blood samples. The changes in metrics related to risk of diabetes and heart disease are still being analyzed, but Grokey says the survey results showed some major improvements.
And we are very happy to report that 95% felt stronger after the program.
73% reported a decrease in chronic pain, and there were mental benefits too. About 3/4 of participants felt less stressed and anxious.
We also have a lot of reports of older adults experiencing a lot of falls, especially in the winter. And we're happy to hear that 89% improved their balance.
Grokey says while those survey results are a bit subjective, they are in line with past research showing that exercise can decelerate muscle deterioration, which she says typically begins in adults when they hit 30.
Even if you start strength training at age 70, you can decelerate this progression and you can start gaining muscle, which will undoubtedly help you not only decrease your risk of developing a chronic disease, but will increase your strength and decrease risk for osteoporosis.
She says the Strong People program is not only providing those health benefits, but is helping seniors maintain their independence and quality of life much, much longer. In Shodo, I'm Aaron Bolton with Montana Public Radio News.
To learn more about the Strong People program and to read other articles in the Graying Pains series, visit our website, ypradio.org. Graying Pains is produced in partnership with more than a dozen newsrooms across Montana.